So again, this morning we'll do a shamatha meditation, a meditation to focus, calm, and concentrate the mind. And we'll start off like we did yesterday with focusing on the abdomen. Sounds like lots of people are sick. Cold weather. So let's begin by just focusing our attention on the whole body. Once again, just grounding ourselves, bringing ourselves back to this moment, letting go of the thoughts. So just focus on the whole body, the sensations you feel. And just let the mind become calm. So it's always good to start the day with thinking what you'd like by thinking about what you'd like to accomplish during the day. So today you're going to meditate. You're going to listen to teachings on Buddhism. You're going to discuss them and reflect on them. So probably each one of us has a different reason for being here. But I think in general we all want to become wiser, to have more understanding of ourselves, more understanding of our mind, more understanding of why we experience dissatisfaction or suffering or problems of various types. We want to have more tools to be able to deal with them. So, again, just in your own mind, in your own words, think about why you're here and what you'd like to accomplish today. And try and make your determination very strong to use this day well, to make it meaningful. So just think for a couple of minutes about this. And then think that whatever you accomplished today, any wisdom you gain, that it may make you a better person, so you're in a better position to help others. Think about how this would help your family, your friends, the people you study with or work with. If you were a better person, a kinder person, more patient, more understanding, more sensitive. So again, return to focusing on your body. And in particular, focus on the rising and falling of your chest and abdomen as you breathe in and out, naturally, gently, not forcing, not changing your breathing. Then gradually focus your attention more and more strongly on the rising and falling of the abdomen. And keep that your main focal point. Let all the thoughts go, all the images that happen, all the other bodily sensations. You can note them. You can think thought, feeling, image, fantasy, daydream. Pain, discomfort, itchy nose. You can think just a label, give it a label, and then let it go and return to focusing on the abdomen. So keep returning to your breathing, focusing your attention on the abdomen, letting go of everything else. Treat your thoughts and perceptions, the sensations in your body, the sounds, as if there were clouds blowing through the sky, for no importance. Don't hold on to them. Don't focus on them. Don't give them any attention. And bring your mind back to the breath. Keep your attention strong and focused. And each time you lose it, you become distracted. Pull your mind back. Back to the breath, back to the abdomen. Firmly, but gently. Not forcing. Not getting frustrated. So just naturally we get caught up in our thoughts. Maybe just a sensation in the body, a bit of cold or a bit of heat or an itch, a pain. It distracts us enough and then the mind starts thinking. Or an image flashes into our mind, a memory, place of being, something that happened. Naturally the mind just follows it. So now we try and bring the mind back over and over again. Firmly, with determination, and focus it. Don't get discouraged. Keep trying. The mind's never been controlled before. It's not used to it. It keeps wandering. Just bring it back. Over and over. As many times as needed. Please stand up. Stretch. So we're going to do another breathing meditation, but this time we're going to count. We're going to count each breath in and each breath out as one. So you inhale, and you exhale, and it's one. We're just going to count up to five. Okay? Okay. So you count five breaths, both the combining the in-breath and the out-breath is one. In-breath, out-breath, two. Up to five, and then you start over again. But if you get distracted in the middle, you go back to one. Okay? So keep trying to get to five. It's not even easy to get to five. It's amazing how quickly we can be distracted. Okay? So you do the same, you just breathe naturally, no forcing. And in addition to focusing on the sensation of the abdomen coming, rising and falling, you count, okay? And that can add another tool to help the concentration. So, if you don't get up to five, start all over again. Okay. So, let's bring our mind back to its calm state. Focus on the whole body. Let go of the thoughts and distractions. Feel the rising and falling of the chest. Let go of any tension. Your body should be nice and straight, but without being forced, without being tight. So just feel your shoulders are relaxed. Your stomach is relaxed. You're not holding any part of the body tightly. Then put your attention on the abdomen, going in and out, rising and falling. Should just be a small movement, nothing exaggerated. And when you feel that you become focused, you found the rising and falling of the abdomen, then start to count. One breath in, one breath out, one. Breath in, breath out, two. Over and over again. So focus very closely on the stomach expanding and then retracting. Breath coming in, breath going out. Try and feel every phase of that movement. And at the end, count one. As before, let go of all the thoughts. Don't follow them. As soon as you find you're distracted, bring the mind back. Again, it's important not to get frustrated. So just calmly and firmly keep trying. Focus, bring the mind back, focus, and start counting. So let's end the session by thinking in all the effort we've made to concentrate our mind and feel happy about it. Feel happy about your efforts to control the wandering mind. And generate a wish. May this help me to gain more concentration, more wisdom, more ability to use my mind well.